And we had a bone sub protocol where we looked at lumbar spine and trochanter bone mineral density over time. And what happened in the first year, there was about a 2.5% drop in bone mineral density on anastrozole. And at 2 years, that was just over 4% drop. The data were presented at San Antonio from the exemestane IES study and from MA17. In the exemestane study, after coming off tamoxifen and going on to exemestane, there was about a 2.5% drop in the first year. So very similar to anastrozole in the first year. So this is a class effect, because people hoped that exemestane obviously wasn't going to cause any problem with bone mineral density. And it has. And Edith Perez presented the 2-year bone mineral density data from the letrozole study. So that was stopping tamoxifen at 5 years, of course, and having 2 years of letrozole. Loss of bone mineral density about 5%, which is very similar to the 4-point-something% in the ATTACK trial over 2 years. So again, it's a class effect on bone mineral density. And we've got to get to know how to deal with this. And of course, at San Antonio, Michael Nant presented the extraordinary Austrian data on using zoledronate to prevent bone mineral loss in premenopausal patients in their trials. And remember what the randomization there was. It was goserelin plus tamoxifen versus goserelin plus anastrozole. Then they did a sub-randomization to zoledronate 4 milligrams IV, 6 monthly, or not. And they found that the 14% loss of bone mineral density on anastrozole over 3 years in the study, 14% loss, was virtually completely abrogated by giving zoledronate. Interestingly, there was also a loss on tamoxifen in that study. And this bears out what Trevor Powers found in his prevention trial. In premenopausal women, tamoxifen is not an agonist on bone, it's an antagonist. And zoledronate prevented that antagonism on bone. So we have, obviously, problems with bone from all three aromatase inhibitors. We've got to get to know how to deal with this, but of course we have something to use, the bisphosphonates. Whether we use intravenous ones, like zoledronate, is an issue, but it remains to be seen whether the other bisphosphonates will work. I find it hard to believe that they won't, and so we will be able to deal with this problem and get around the increased fracture rate in our patients on aromatase inhibitors. And of course, everybody is now focusing on bone health and doing annual bone mineral density measurements, and so my suspicion is that that problem, given adequate management, will go away.
Your colleague Aman Bazdar tells me that from his perspective, bone is not a problem when you monitor it and use bisphosphonates clinically in his own practice. Do you agree with that?
Well, I would agree with Aman, except that, you know, it's difficult. Aman's got a fair practice, but in one practice, can you say that? He's likely to be true, but we need further studies on definitive data showing that the oral bisphosphonates prevent this loss.